4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Wednesday afternoon. It is toasty, to be sure. It is 91 degrees, and we've got the possibility, shocking, of rain and thunderstorms and all of that good stuff. That being said, as you know, we had some pretty bad flooding the other day, especially down there in Petersburg and environs. Chesterfield, man, Chesterfield got a walloping, didn't they? Or didn't you? I mean, if you're there, then it's you. So it's another reason. Look, you got all the reasons you need, in my humble opinion, to be tuning in the morning to Richmond's Morning News. Rich Herrera doing a great job over there as the host. But if you need an extra one, then take a look at the weather. Because it's just been hellacious the last couple of days. So another reason to be tuning in first thing tomorrow morning. Again, starts at 6 a.m. Now, tomorrow's show will not be as good as the show today's as the show yesterday for Rich. I mean, mine will be better. But no, for him, it won't be as good. Why? Because I was on his show Tuesday. And I won't be on his show tomorrow. But it won't be bad. It'll still be pretty good. And you should be listening to Rich anyway, all kidding aside. Nice guy, good guy, doing a great job. He's doing a lot of work with our Instagram. Jeremy, actually, is the guy taking point on it, but Rich is doing really, really yeoman's work over there. So if you're not following us on Instagram, and you'd kind of like to see some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, the screw-ups, the broadcasting without I almost said clothing. Well, all right. Well, how do you know, right? You haven't seen behind the scenes. And still be safe. But you know what I'm saying. Just kind of behind the scenes. Then sign up and follow News Radio WRVA on Instagram. News Radio WRVA on Instagram. And then you'll be able to see some of that stuff. And once we get to 1,000 followers, I guess we're like halfway there, then we'll be able to do some live stuff. That should be pretty good as well. Pretty good as well. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, hey, Jeff, how come the Republican National Committee is not ponying up some dollars towards the Virginia Republicans trying to keep our state red? I don't know. I don't know. It's always something, isn't it? It's like Roseanne Adana half the man. It's always something. This is an eminently winnable election. Well, I don't like this candidate. I don't like that candidate. I got it. All right. Nobody's perfect. But suck it up, Buttercup. If you don't want Virginia to be as screwed up as California, then you better put your rear end in gear and take all of your concerns and just put them in your back pocket. Because there's a great team that will work hard every single day from early in the morning to late at night to keep Virginia the best place to live, work, and raise a family. Jeff, the Democrats have way more money. Of course they do. But please take a look at where the money is coming from. This should explain it to everybody, and I know there'll still be some who don't quite get it, or they don't want to get it, or they don't want to listen, but here's the truth. Here is the fact. The bulk of the money that the Democrats have has come in from out of state. Abigail Spanberger, Ghazala Hashmi, Jay Jones will simply be operatives for left-wing string pullers in New York and California who have screwed up New York and California. And if you don't want to travel that far away, just go up 95 into the People's Republic of Maryland. See what Wes Moore is doing over there. I don't want that here. Now take a look at the Republicans. Oh, Jeff, they don't have nearly as much as the Democrats. You're absolutely correct. That's true. I'm not going to lie to you. Because I want you to deal with reality. But the Republicans' money for Winsome Sears, John Reed, and Jason Meares has come overwhelmingly from Virginians right here in Virginia. That really should explain this for all. Some of these folks on the Democrat Party ticket, what are they doing really? Well, they're running against Donald Trump. So far as I know, Donald Trump is not on the ballot. We elected him already. Nice note here, Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville, who are great people, by the way. I love Jim and Deb. Hey, Jeff, Deb and I have had the pleasure of meeting and talking with Winsome Sears, and without question, she is fully capable of taking the helm as governor. She's a tough Marine and immigrant who came to the United States the right way. She's worked very hard to achieve her position as lieutenant governor of our Commonwealth. She's a wife, a mom, and just an exceptional human being. The Virginia Republican Party needs to do their job and put her in office. We love you, Jeff. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville, I love you too. 804 says, Jeff, sloppy Steve Bannon's pretty damned ungrateful after Trump pardoned him for some of those serious fraud charges. Yeah, he does seem pretty ungrateful, doesn't he? And Tucker Carlson just seems like somebody who's lost his ever-loving mind. A lot of folks asking if he's getting money from Qatar and some other operations. I was taken to task because I posted something about Tucker Carlson the other day. And they said, well, you know, why are you saying this? You just don't like the fact he's asking questions. No, I have no problem at all with anybody asking questions. In fact, I think there should always be more questions asked about everything. What I got a real problem with is Tucker Carlson peddling what seems like passages from the protocols of the Elders of Zion. Just Jew hatred, pure, plain, and simple. Just absolute freaking garbage. 804, Jeff, where are all the rich out-of-state Republicans? Well, they're out-of-state, I guess. Jeff, can you ask John Reed how much the Republican National Committee has donated to his campaign? Are the Republican National Committee and the Virginia GOP really willing to give Virginia to the Democrats without a fight? 804, Jeff, I'm wondering where Abigail Spamberger films her campaign ad. You know, the one where it shows her touting Tucker High School walking through the halls? The ad shows lockers in the hallways. Problem was, Tucker High School didn't have hallways. When she went to J.R. Tucker, it was an outside campus. So in that commercial where she says, yeah, you know, I remember walking these halls. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because there were no halls at J.R. Tucker when you went there. And the halls that you are walking in did not exist. So unless there's been, I don't know, some sort of happy hour before the filming of that, you really don't have a recollection of walking through those hallways. I'm just telling you, not a possibility. Absolutely not a possibility. A couple of moments from now, I want to give you a chance to win some tickets. We got John Fogerty coming to town August the 1st. Atlantic Union Bank After Hours. What a great concert series that is. My buddy Matt Krieger was here yesterday. He's the guy behind it. Did you not hear Matt? If you didn't, why don't you head over to WRVA.com, because Matt gave us an inside peek at some of the other stuff that's coming. I'm going to tell you, because I want you to go to WRBA.com. You can listen to the show from yesterday, or just the Matt Krieger piece, download it, share it with people, because you want other people to join you for the concerts, right? So go to WRBA.com. You can listen to everything that Matt Krieger told us about the upcoming acts, and they are some big ones. But today, I've got tickets, a pair of tickets for John Fogerty. Again, August the 1st, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours. That's the Meadow Event Park in Doswell. I'm going to give those to you in about 5 minutes or so. We're going to call it 4:20-ish. And while you're just sitting there with nothing to do, I need you to help me, once again, become Best Afternoon Radio Show in Central Virginia. Text the number 100. Text 100 to this number, 804-430-5505. Again, text 100 to this phone number, 804-430-5505. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.